It is day number 227 on the year. August 15th, a Friday morning. Caleb's return here on the Wib Wake Up Show. I see we have already got a birthday greeting that was shared before 4 o'clock this morning. All right, we'll save that for about 6:20, and the birthday's here on WWIB. Thank you to Julie and Eau Claire. All right, August 15th, 1911, Procter & Gamble unveiled its Crisco shortening. Also, on this day in 1939, the MGM musical The Wizard of Oz premiered at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. This day in 1933. Yeah, Nazi leader Adolf Hitler became Germany's chancellor and very quickly its dictator. Hitler's dozen years in power led to World War II and the Holocaust. So I would say a complete disaster. 1882.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Could have saved this for the birthdays. President Franklin D. Roosevelt was born on this day in Hyde Park, New York in 1882. FDR led the U.S. through the Great Depression and World War II, serving a record 12 years in the White House. And 1933, a second time. Who was that masked man? The first episode of the classic radio program The Lone Ranger aired on radio station WXYZ in Detroit this day, 1933. Also, special events today. It is Acadian Day, Canada. Assumption of Mary, Back to School Prep Day, Best Friends Day. It's there's a song from Stephen Curtis Chapman and Jeff Moore I have to look for here if it's Best Friends Day. I know SC Squared, after he lost his daughter in an accident on the family property, the first concert he did was at Life Fest in Oshkosh, and Jeff Moore was there for that and came on stage. And so, well, Best Friends. I don't know that he's got one he sings with Stephen Curtis, but. Okay, also, it is I Love Cowboys and Cowgirls Day. It's Leathercraft Day. Lemon Meringue Pie has its own day, as does Failures. Yes, it's Failures Day today. That's all today? That's a lot of stuff. It's a day to check the chip. It's a day to, I'm just telling you, it is Chant at the Moon Day. I'm not planning to do that myself. It is No SpongeBob Day, Relaxation Day, and World Greatness Day as well. All right. And we got our devotion this morning from Robert Morgan's on this day for August 15th. It's titled My Victory, and it reads like this. Reverend William Anderson of Philadelphia's North United Presbyterian Church saw a boy dart into a grocery store. He followed him, asking, "Where do you go to Sabbath school?" 9-year-old Robert McQuilkin replied, "Nowhere." Anderson invited him, and I can promise you a wonderful teacher, too, he added, William Parker. He has a fine class of boys. At age 12, Robert united with the church, saying, "When I grow up, I'm going to be a minister. The Lord wants me." But as a teen, he grew dissatisfied with his Christian experience. Though active among his church's youth, he wrestled with anxiety and doubt. On Christmas Eve 1904, Robert wrote, "Have come much closer to Christ, advanced spiritually, but not near enough." He entered the University of Pennsylvania and in the following summer took time to attend a missionary conference on the New Jersey coast. The speaker, Dr. Charles Trumbull, shared his testimony, admitting that there had been great fluctuations in his own spiritual life, but he discovered that the resources of the Christian life, my friends, are just Jesus Christ. That is all, but that is enough. Robert McQuilkin sought out Trumbull. The two talked, and on this day, August 15th, 1911, McQuilkin entered a prayer room. Writing, "There came to me this impression. I am going into that room and I do not want to come out before this matter is settled, and I have taken Christ as my victory for daily living." McQuilkin knelt and consciously surrendered every sector of his life to Christ, his sins, his doubtful things, his doubts, his loved ones, his fiance, his past failures, his future. Writing, "When I finished, I had no special emotion and I saw no vision, but it did seem for the first time consciously in my life that there were just two persons in the universe, my Lord and I. And nothing else mattered except the will of that other person." For the next 40 years, the Holy Spirit flowed through Robert McQuilkin like rivers of living water, and out of his ministry came Columbia Bible College and Columbia International University in South Carolina, which for many years has been one of the great Christian and missionary training centers on earth. 1 John 5, 4 and 5 says, every child of God can defeat the world, and our faith is what gives us the victory. No one can defeat the world without having faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Good stuff from Robert Morgan's On This Day, the My Victory Devotion, based on the story of Robert McQuilkin. Well, tomorrow is Youth Fest, Whispering Oaks Youth Fest. Of course, the beautiful setting they've got, the Whispering Oaks there in Willard. We talked to Paul about it yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour. And the group headlining from 5:30 to 6:30 tomorrow night can be with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Dupree.
Yeah, Dupree, mother and son duo. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be cool. Looking forward to having them join us live in studio. And multiple acts will be playing on the stage at Whispering Oaks for Youth Fest, which is a free event for youth groups, youth leaders, and their drivers. Everyone else, welcome. Just, again, a suggested donation at the gate. But, again, what a great opportunity for a free event for your youth group if you're looking for something to build them up and to let them know about a wonderful new ministry as well.
Yeah, free definitely perks up your ears, and you hit the road with your youth group. You go to this fun event, beautiful venue, and, you know, get to meet some other youth groups in and around the Western Wisconsin. Cornhole, volleyball, sounds like a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Again, we have information linked up at our website under the events tab at WWIB.com. So you can see Youth Fest. They've got, again, lots of things going on, including Micah Tyler will be coming to Whispering Oaks and Willard as well, too. So check out the events tab at WIB.com. And looking forward to chatting with Dupree next hour. We'll hear a song from them here as well, Halvo. And you never know, we might even hear some live music from that mother and son duo later on this morning.
Entirely possible.
First, we need to remind you what in the world we're doing, even though we do it every Friday. In case you're a newcomer to the WIB Wake Up Show, this is a public service that we offer because we know you're busy folk, but you also want to stay informed. And so we keep you updated on news, sports, politics, and pop culture, but we do it in condensed form because we respect your time so, so much. We call it headlines, and here we go.
It's August, which means coffee chains are about to begin pumpkin spice lattes any minute.
Well, we wouldn't want to delay putting on that winter weight.
Right.
Researchers now say dolphins have a sixth sense.
But my goldfish still can't find the castle in its bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Schools starting in some areas of the country.
Well, here's a back-to-school tip for all of you moms out there. If you find a large canvas bag on the floor and it looks like it's trying to flip over, you better get your kid a smaller backpack.
Uh-huh. Good idea.
Researchers say eating a handful of nuts each day is really good for you.
So it's settled. I'm switching to peanut M&Ms.
Smart.
Study found that men are more rude at work than women.
Next week's groundbreaking research, do people really hate Mondays?
I think they do.
People under the age of 30 have weaker grips than they used to.
But thanks to texting, they have the most powerful thumbs on Earth.
It's worth something.
And the Hostess Twinkie turned 95 this year.
Which means the first year's batch will be hitting their expiration date any day now. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Well, joined in studio this morning by Lauren and Dylan from Dupree, the mother and son duo. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us. We appreciate it. We're so excited.
So happy to be here in beautiful Wisconsin. I love it.
You guys are going to be in Willard tomorrow for Youth Fest, 5:30 to 6:30, performing, closing things out as the headliners. But Dylan, I heard you talking about being at Creation Fest, Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, we're in Pennsylvania. I believe it's like the last year of Creation Fest's operation. I think it might be back now, but yeah, we actually got to play there, which is really cool. Like bands like We the Kingdom, and they were headlining, so it's really cool. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So tell me, how long have you guys been out on the road as mother and son duo? I mean, I'm sure, again, playing music together your whole life.
Yeah.
What's this been like, this journey of being together out on the road as a touring band?
It's been absolutely incredible, especially doing it with your mom. I mean, it's definitely a one in a million. God blessed it. I mean, because it just kind of happened because, you know, we sang and I said, I need somebody on the record. So I decided our first song, You Are, that we ever made. I was like, Mom, you're going to be singing on this record. And she's like, okay, because I love Casting Crowns. So, yeah, we've been singing our music our entire life. And we used to be called Good Reception in 2017, got rebranded in 2019 to Dupree. And ever since, we've been making records and stations like WWIB. Thank you guys so much for playing our music, have been playing us. And we've come a long way. So it's exciting.
But there's a backstory to Dupree, Lauren, that has a heartbreak to it. But out of that pain, bringing joy and ministry to people.
Absolutely. Yes, my husband passed away last year from colon cancer after a 2-year battle. And he was healthy, you know, up until then, never been in the hospital. It was just so shocking to us. And But to see him come through with faith, like his faith got stronger and stronger. And at the end, he really showed us, honestly, what it's like to know Jesus and to love Jesus and to want to be with Jesus. And his last words were, I'm going to be with my Jesus. And he smiled. And we couldn't believe it. And he was just so happy. So I feel like, you know, we feel his spirit. He was our band manager. We've lost our band manager now. And of course, our husband and father, you know, we were married for 33 years. So, you know, it's a pretty big loss. But, you know, we love performing, and we love bringing others faith. And it honestly brings us so much joy in being here with you guys and our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. That is what life is all about, guys. And I mean, I've learned it. You can learn at any age. But just keep that with you. Please keep Jesus by you, and you will be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. I agree. Absolutely.
Well, we want to do something fun here that we normally do with artists, but we've never done it quite like this, Havo, where we'll have a mother and son playing rapid fire, and we're actually going to give you 60 seconds times two here. So what we do is we ask a few simple get-to-know-you questions. All of these can be answered in a few words or less, and we'll let you both answer each question. And so what we're going to do is we'll go ladies first, moms first. And we'll have Lauren answer and then Dylan for each of these. But we're going to start off by killing this music, and we'll put our 60-second timer on, and we'll play rapid fire with Dupree. Ready, set, go. 20 below zero or 90 degrees and humid?
Ooh, 90 degrees and humid.
90 degrees humid.
Other than your home, what's your favorite state in the U.S.?
California.
Atlanta, Georgia.
If you could have any other career, what would you be doing?
Nothing.
Guitar luthier.
If you have a day off, what's the first thing you'd do?
Ooh, go have coffee and lay in the sun and listen to WWIB.
Yeah, go to Disney World and listen to WWIB, since we live close to there.
favorite sports team?
Balls. Go Vols, Tennessee Vols.
Bucks, because Tampa Bay.
What's your favorite kind of chips?
Wavy Lays.
Pringles.
What was your best subject in school?
Math.
English.
Best breakfast food?
Ooh, donuts.
French toast.
French toast. All right, should we do a few more? Let's do a few more.
Just let's because do a few more. Was that 2 minutes?
No, that was only 1 minute.
Okay, yeah.
You answered a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so starting off with Lauren again, have you ever had a nickname? If so, what was it?
Lolo.
Dill, D-Y-L.
How do you eat an Oreo?
Oh, you have to open it up, and then you have to eat the filling first.
I put the entire thing in milk, and then I eat it with a spoon.
All-time favorite movie. All-time favorite movie.
Christmas Vacation.
I'll probably just go with it. Adam Sandler.
What's your go-to snack food?
Feta cheese and bagel chips.
Probably the Chips Ahoy cookies with the candy in it.
What's your favorite outdoor activity?
Ooh, we just like walking around going to Disney World.
I don't go outside.
What is your least favorite household chore?
Mopping.
Laundry.
Who is your favorite superhero?
Superman.
I was going to say Superman, but now I got to come up with something else. Spider-Man.
All right. And then this one I want to answer together, because this is very important to Havo. This is okay. Our bonus question. So I'm going to, after I ask you the question, I'll say 3, 2, 1, and then you give me your answer. All right.
Okay.
Does pineapple belong on pizza? Does pineapple belong on pizza? 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, I love it. I love Dupree.
And we are Italian, and we still like it.
Yes, we break the Italian rule.
That's right.
There you go.
And I'll have a cannoli afterwards, too.
Yes, indeed. So Dupree joining us here in studio. We'll chat with you a few more minutes and then get another song of yours. Maybe one of the first ones we've ever had here at WWIB Chapel Song. We'll ask you about that in a few moments. But Lauren, going back to you, what was the first inclination you had that your baby boy might have some musical talent?
Oh, when he was probably 3 months old and we were in a restaurant and he was like, but the way that he screamed, he was happy. He just screams when he's happy, too. Sounded like Aerosmith. And I said, he better be a rock star because my eardrums are broken. And that's when I knew.
Was everyone else in the restaurant just kind of like,
yeah,
wow, that's
they were like, oh, my gosh, what are they doing to this poor child? They really, we had to go to loud restaurants. We could not go to a quiet restaurant. I don't know. The kid just liked to, he was very vocal. But,
just liked to scream, I guess.
Yeah. Then I got him a drum set when he was four, and then we just kind of went from instrument to instrument. And,
yeah, I tried it all.
How long have you been playing the guitar, Dylan?
About 20 years now. So since I was like 7 years old.
Okay.
So yeah, pretty crazy.
I've seen on Instagram, I mean, you can shred.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, it took a long time to learn how to do that. Actually, a friend in high school taught me how to do that. And then I went to college and I studied under this guy. His name's Bobby Coble. And he was in the band Death, which was a metal band. And I don't really like that sort of music, but I do enjoy like Yngwie Malmsteen, like Lincoln Brewster type, like shred sort of, you know, playing fast. And he taught me how to do it as well. So I had a couple guys in my life that have taught me the secret. And actually, I did release a guitar master's, Dupree Guitar Master's, a course teaching you how to play guitar. So pretty cool stuff. It's brand new. So yeah, I'm excited about it.
Did you know that Lincoln Brewster started, and he was in a band with his mom?
I had no idea.
That's how he started.
Wow.
Dropping some knowledge on us, but three here on the Wib Wake Up Show.
Yeah. I mean, some pretty high praise, though, for your guitar solos that have been compared to the styles of Jimi Hendrix, Brad Paisley, and Eddie Van Halen. Wow.
Yeah. I'm honestly honored that people have said that about my guitar playing, because I never in a million years, I grew up listening to those artists, like never knew, you know, and the Hendrix comes from the left-handed as well, because I do play left. And
it's hard to find those.
Yeah. Actually, there's a shop, I don't know if it's still open, it's in Sarasota, called Jerry's Lefty Guitar Shop. And my parents were like, you know, we're going to go pick some strawberries today. I was like, strawberries? What are you talking about? I was about to tour with the Multi-Platinum Band LFO at this time. They shoved me in this little mobile home looking like building. He built it himself. Every single guitar in there was left-handed.
Huh.
Every single one.
And
it was like heaven.
Nowhere. It was really
heaven. Like, you walk into a guitar center, you have like one, and it might be a Telecaster or a Squire. It's like, no, these were like all like $2,000 and up. Like,
wow.
It was crazy. So,
well, we'll be talking with Dupree a little bit more after our Wib Wake Up Show weather update. Why are they in our area? I mean, yeah, they like us, but also they're playing a show tomorrow as well at Youth Fest at Whispering Oaks and Willards. We'll chat a little bit more about that. And again, that's a free event for youth groups, youth leaders and drivers, everyone else, just by suggested donation. Bring money for merch and concessions, because again, this is a benefit event, Youth Fest at Whispering Oaks in Willard. But let's hear a tune from Dupree. And real quick, maybe Lauren and Dylan, give me a 30-second synopsis of Chapel Song, in parentheses, Old Dirt Road. Tell me about this, because this is, I think, one of the oldest ones we've played here on WWID.
Yeah, people love it. They love our country music. I grew up in East Tennessee. The top of the Smoky Mountains is Cades Cove. I used to bring Dylan to a little church up there. There were several churches up there, and they had dirt floors. And we also used to imagine, like, what did they used to do? They used to have fellowship, faith fellowship, and singing and, you know, celebrating and, you know.
Coffee and donuts.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. There you go. And so that kind of came out of that, you know.
Yeah, this song is written about coffee and donuts, quite literally.
And
we
you can find
enjoyed
Jesus
it
there.
Yeah,
right?
And as far as the musicality of it, I like country music. I like country guitar, I like chicken picking, you know, all that stuff. So it was really cool. Like the intro, you know, it's an A major chord. Don't. You know, I like the chunky guitar and it's just, you know, it was really cool, like using that nice live instrument sound, you know, because a lot of people don't do that anymore. Just like it sounds live, you know. So and we also sang a lot, and I mean a lot of vocal parts. I'm talking like in the hundreds. So that choir behind in is actually my mom singing.
That's
so it's
awesome.
Pretty fun.
Let's take a listen now. This is Chapel Song, Old Dirt Road by Dupree. They're live in studio with us ahead of Youth Fest in Willard tomorrow. WWIB, we are family. This is the Wib Wake Up Show. I'll be quiet now so you can listen to Dylan's guitar. We are joined by the mother-son duo of Dupree. We'll chat with you guys a little bit more here, and then I think we might even have some live music coming up as well. But Youth Fest, you've mentioned your passion for youth and working with youth, and you're headlining this free event at Whispering Oaks in Willard. It's a benefit event, different ministry, their May New Recovery program. This is something that, again, it can do good in so many different ways, because we have this wonderful event with youth groups coming, but also helping those who are struggling with the chains of addiction and this brand new Made New Recovery program. It's really kind of an event that encompasses a lot of different fields.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're so excited. Oh my goodness. We cannot wait. If you're in Willard or near Wisconsin, or even if you're a couple hours away, definitely come on out. We'd love to see you there. And youth is so important to us, telling our story and about my dad passing away from stage four colorectal cancer last year. He died April 25th, 2024. And there's just a lot of things that I learned from that experience. Being only 26 years old and losing somebody, we want to help people that have gone through loss, that will go through loss. Because honestly, as somebody in middle school through high school, if you looked at me and said, you're going to lose your dad at 26 years old, I would have been like, huh, yeah, right. Like, that's not going to happen to me. Like, but you never know when it's going to happen to you. And you have to keep the faith and always trust in Jesus. And it's really, really simple. I learned that a life is a lot more simple than we think. We make it too complicated. But when we bring faith into it, you know, it actually is quite simple. And, you know, my dad, I'm gonna tell this story at the show, but I figured why not do this on the radio? One thing that my dad did was... that was very special to us. He always went to our shows, always filmed us, always sold our merch, and he wore this shirt. I'll be holding it up during the show. It's Everlasting Love is one of our songs. And about 2 months before he passed away, he said, I want to be buried in a Dupree shirt. And I said, wow, you want to be buried in our shirt? And he was like, yeah. And I started like crying, and I was like, this is crazy. So this is what the shirt looks like. I'm being filmed right now as well, so I'm going to hold it up. But yeah, if you want to go to our website, dupreemusic.com, you can see the Everlasting Love shirts and what they look like. But yeah, so that's our story.
Far as the faith, with the youth, that is kind of our main thing. Because Dylan, really, it was such, it enriched all of our lives, really, for him to be in youth group. Youth group was the best thing for him. And it keeps, like, everyone, you know, you have this in common, but you have your faith in common in Jesus. And then sometimes, you know, they'll bring other friends that aren't going to church, you know. Yeah. So we encourage you guys to come to our show, you know, come to the festival and bring your friends who, you know, your neighbors, your friends, people who might not even go. And because it's very important, you know, we represent family. All different families look different, you know. You know, there's different ways that we are put together, you know. And yeah. So everyone belongs and everyone matters. And that's basically, you know, it. And then as far as addiction goes, you know, you have to have Jesus for that too. And it helps a lot. And I know Paul, you know, with different ministries is, you know, that's his passion to help people that way as well. So, yes, it's a great event.
I think for those who are attending different, like Big Daddy Weave sharing about the passing of his brother Jay in the not-too-distant past, and for you guys losing your husband and your father within, you know, the last 15 months or so, I'm thinking about this. We've got a Kindness Jar promotion, which every month our Kindness Jar people are out there and about, and they've been giving generous tips at lemonade stands this month. But we start the reading with Ian McLaren once said, "Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle." And so I think it's powerful when you're not only up there as a talented guitarist and a mother-son duo musically, but saying, hey, we're hurting too, you know, and because everybody is, right? And so when you're ministering out of that, I bet people are much more ready to hear what you have to say. Don't you find that?
Yeah, absolutely. Because the shows that we played previously, like we didn't have too much of a story other than we were just like kind of struggling out there, you know, but now the vulnerability is much more. It's like when people like see us on stage, they associate that and they can think about us. If anything bad happens to them, they can be like, yes, you know.
And ironically enough, Mike Weaver did call us out at his show, and his brother was there, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And he said, you guys keep doing this. Like, I know your guys, you know, your music and blah, blah, blah. And we had no idea we were going to, you know, come into all these extra hardships. My mother also had a stroke and was paralyzed on her left side the same time my husband died. And all these things happened, and I have been watching Mike Weaver actually go through this, and it's just very...
It helped us, too, so it's funny.
And
like,
he would always say on stage, he'd be like, you guys are helping me more than I'm helping you, I feel like, you know? Huh. And it really is true. So, you know, we all help each other just because we're standing there, you know, sharing our music. We're just taking the word that God gives us. I do mostly lyrics, you do mostly melody. We kind of come together like that, and we share that. If you don't share it, then how's it going to help people, right?
Right.
But, so...
Absolutely. Again, Dupree joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show. So great to have Lauren and Dylan with us, and we'll hear more from them in a few moments. And again, they are headlining Youth Fest tomorrow at Whispering Oaks in Willard. This is a benefit event, but it is free to youth groups, youth leaders and drivers and everyone else just by suggested donation. And certainly you can help support the ministry there at different ministry and their Made New Recovery program for those battling with addiction through purchase of concessions and merchandise. But again, it is a free event for youth. So please go out and enjoy that. And so it's interesting, Dylan, before you held up that shirt, I'd pulled a song over, and it's like, well, what song am I going to play next for Dupree? And then I saw the shirt that you pulled up, and it's exactly the song that I had queued up.
Amazing.
Here it is, Everlasting Love. And so let's play that here. We'll chat more with Dupree in just a few moments. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, you're on WWIB. We are family. It's the WIB Wake Up Show, 76 degrees, and thankful to be joined by Lauren and Dylan from Dupree. And we're going to give this a shot here with some live music in studio. And now, normally, you'd get the full effect. If you come to Youth Fest tomorrow, you're going to see Dylan shredding with a full-on electric guitar. Not sure that
you're
we're going to be
right.
able to quite get that full effect here, but we're going to do the best that we can. What song are you going to be performing for us?
I think Walk Me Home would be appropriate. It's about my dad. It's about your loved ones walking you home. It's called Walk Me Home. And, you know, just know that they're there. They're watching you. They're always there, even if, you know, they've gone to heaven and Jesus took them home. They're always there, even though you're going to miss them, you know.
And Dad used to say, I'm going to take this other route. Let's just go this way.
Sure.
And I'd be like, that's so far. It's like it's taking forever. He's like, no, I'm like, that's a long way. He's like, no. Okay, well, maybe I want to take the long way. He's like, I like this way. So we used to, you know, take, and then I'm like, oh, let's take the long way, you know. And then also, when, you know, you meet your loved ones in heaven, you know, they're holding your hand, walking you home, you know, it means you want to spend more time with them. Take the long way, right? Let's walk home, but let's visit. Haven't seen you in a while. So it's kind of like a double entendre, the song. Yeah.
Dupree, here we go.
All right.
We said goodbye to your old life. We said goodbye to a good guy. No rest easy on the other side. I'm missing you, missing you.
You said I'm looking at the light now, and that I'm gonna be alright now. You said you want me to thrive now, go on with life.
Well, I wonder what you're doing up there tonight. Probably laughing and having a sweet old time. I'm keeping the faith, gonna be okay till it's my time. I'll be waiting for you, walk me home. I'll be waiting for you, walk me home. When I see you again, you'll be taking my hand when you're walking me home. I'll be waiting for you, walk me home. I'll be waiting for you, walk me home. When I see you again, you'll be taking my hand when you're walking me home. Walk me home.
Let's take a long
walk
way.
Walk me home.
Let's take a long
walk
way.
Walk me home.
Let's take a long
when you're walking me home. Life is speeding up on me now. Somebody lift me up and pray now. I'll be dreaming of the golden road, Lord, till you walk me home. And I wonder what you're doing out there tonight. Probably laughing and having a sweet old time. I'm keeping the faith, gonna be okay till it's my time. My time. I'll be waiting for you, walk me home. I'll be waiting for you, walk me home. When I see you again, you'll be taking my hand when you're walking me home. Let's take the long
way. Let's take the long
way. Let's take the long way.
Let's take the long way.
Let's take the long way.
Long way home.
I'll be waiting for you.
Walk me home.
I'll be waiting for you.
Walk me home.
When I see you again, you'll be taking my hand when you're walking me home. I'll be waiting for you. Walk me home. I'll be waiting for you. Again, you'll be taking my hand when you're walking me home. Walk me home.
Let's take a long
walk
way.
Me home.
Let's take a long
walk
way.
Me home.
Let's take a long
when you're walking me home.
Dupree, the mother and son duo with Walk Me Home. Thank you guys so much. I've played that song before, and now knowing again the depth of it and the loss, but also the memories of your husband, of your father. What an incredible song, too. And it's funny how in sync we are, because that actually was the song I was going to play to end the show. So now I'll play something different. But that was the one that I actually had planned on playing here as we close out. But again, just looking forward hearing about the ministry you all will have coming up tomorrow at Youth Fest in Willard. Yeah. Multiple acts, and you guys are headlining, and we really want folks to come out and enjoy this free youth event. Yeah. We know it's going to be a huge ministry.
Yeah, rain or shine, because, you know, that happens in Florida. You just bring your poncho.
Absolutely.
Clouds come in, clouds go.
We're used to rain, so definitely show up.
And we're going to have no matter what.
We're going to have a great time. We're going to have an amazing time. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait to shred for you guys and sing. And, yeah, come on out.
Actually, the rain could put out the fires from the guitar smoking.
Oh, that's true.
And maybe as we close here, and we'll play one more Dupree song before we end the hour. But how can we... not only as a station staff here, but our WWIB family. When we say we are family, we mean that. How can we be praying for you guys and your ministry? I mean, obviously, we know that you're walking through loss, and that doesn't get easier this side of heaven. But just I think sometimes we think about the glamour of being underneath stage lights all the time, and it's actually being on the road is tough, and being away from home is tough, and again trying to build a life as touring artists is really difficult. So how can we be praying for you guys?
Yeah, definitely just for our ministry, our future songwriting, the songs that we write, that God just like really gives us the correct message, the correct lyrics, the correct melodies to inspire people. And also
the correct team around us. Like, we're praying for, you know, we lost our band manager. That was my husband.
Yeah.
We're praying that someone, you know, can maybe come in and kind of lead us. Because, as musicians.
It is very hard.
We can write, we can sing. But I'm telling you, the other, there's so much to it. So much to it behind the scenes. And, you know, just for God to give us the team that we need so that we can go evangelize. And actually, that's where you find the joy. You know, you find the joy in the dirt and the grit and, you know, just meeting people and traveling and helping other people, enriching their lives. Make me, you know, I always say the Holy Spirit will give us a spark, even when we songwrite and things. And then he gives us the spark. We'll give y'all the spark. And then, you know, he takes it from there. Right.
Yeah. So we would love to have you as a part of the Dupree family, even if you're just a listener, you know, stream our music on Spotify, DupreeMusic.com. And absolutely. And,
remember, you matter. You belong. All of you. Jesus loves you, every one of you. Never think that he will not forgive you for what you have done. Do not think that you aren't worthy. You are worthy. He made you worthy.
Laurel and Dylan, it's been great to meet you guys in person. Again, we've been playing your music for a while, but meet you, hear the heart behind what you do is just been a blessing. So thank you so much for joining us on the WIB Wake Up Show this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We'll close it out with Dupree, Never Forgets. WWIB, we are family. Go see them at Youth Fest tomorrow in Willard.